Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Be Winspired by Winning for Life idea. And today it's really about life and choosing life. My guest is Jennifer Still, and we at least had contact years ago because I once met her brother, and it's really an extremely uplifting and an exciting story I want to share in the beginning. Then we talk a little bit about energy, and Jennifer today is working and understanding energy and helping people with her gift or with energy flowing through her. I'm excited, Jennifer, that we have finally the possibility here to talk touching, emotional, and inspiring moments. Start with a story, because I was once in Santa Fe in Arizona in the U.S. for a few days. And at that time, I like to go to Starbucks, have a coffee there. And what a lot of people do in Starbucks, you can do the emails, you have internet access and so on. So I was sitting there like a lot of other people there. The door opened and someone came in and just, just normally walked, and he rolled in because he was in a wheelchair, and it was really an extreme handicapped person. But there was something. It's such an energy I could feel, and that was really an interesting moment, seeing a lot of so-called not handicapped people in the Starbucks, but nobody really had this energy radiating joy, a wow moment. And watching this for a while, and okay, I finished my coffee and my work, and I left. But I was somehow inspired the whole day about this experience. Next day, I went into Starbucks again. And sitting there, and what? Guess what? The door opened again. And now we know it was Jim. He came in again at the table, and I was impressed again and just, wow. And just kind of inhaled the energy, happy, walked out. And says, okay, I got some more energy for the day. And I walked 100 meters and then stopped and said, what am I doing? I'm watching people, and there's one person with an incredible energy, and I just watches and walk out. Why am I not talking to him? Why I don't make a contact? So I turned around, went back, went to the table where Jim was sitting, and asked him, sorry, is it okay? For a few minutes, talk with you or sit down, because I admire your energy. I'm so blown away. And he says, yes. And he asked me to open a water bottle because he was not able to screw it up. So why has he a bottle not open? Was he waiting for me already? It was really amazing. And I just shared how impressed I was with his energy. And I said also, he is a kind of motivational speaker and so. And he handed me over a CD. Okay, you can look later. And so in the hotel room, I looked at it, and then I saw the whole story of the Arthur Ashe Award ceremony with Winfrey Oprah and the whole story we have on YouTube. And it was so amazing. And that was 2005 or early 2006. And for the Winspiration Day 2006, I wanted to have him there, but it was too tough for him to fly. So I went before to San Diego, where he lived at that time. And gave him the award there. I made another connection with him about his foundation, and you work with the foundation Shoes Living. Such an inspiring person, what he all experienced in life, from the super healthy, like typical American football or whatever, superstar body, to extreme handicapped after accidents. And you know yes. him better than, because you grew up with him, you worked for him, and before we go then to what you are doing today, I really want, if possible, that you share something, what his special gift was and gave people, not energy, inspiration. It was really an extreme, wonderful soul.
My brother Jim is one of my favorite topics. And I would like to thank you for inviting me here today. I didn't realize you met at the Starbucks, which was, that was like blood flowing through his veins, his coffee. So it was kind of his way of also getting out of the house and meeting people. Jim was the first time in my life that I realized a soulmate is not just a lover. Mm-hmm. That's soulmates. And of course, I've expanded way beyond that now. But at that point, I was like, I know I've known him before. I know that we're meant to be in this lifetime together. We both believe that we chose our path before we came here, and that we came here to learn and evolve and make a difference. And that was so just inspiring to me to know that, especially after he passed away, we will be together again. Yeah. He's actually hanging on the wall of my office as we do this. Yeah. So, had the two life-threatening accidents. He just kept coming back, and he kept fighting, and he loved to share. I don't want to say just share his story. He loved to share the fact that challenges that life gives us, you can learn to live with adversity. Mm-hmm. Don't necessarily overcome it, but you can mm-hmm. learn to live with it and have a happy, joyful life and feel like you have something to offer. He loved to connect with people. He was probably so thrilled that you asked to come and sit with him. He and I would have in-depth conversations on philosophy, and we'd dive into all kinds of topics. And I think that's what I miss the most, is that we could get so deep and so into all these different thought processes. But Jim's goal was really to make a difference. He just wanted people to feel better when they walked away from him. And he was human. He wanted to be kind of a pioneer, I think.
For sure, he was. And like I said, when I watched the other people in Starbucks, it was really the question, who is handicapped or where? And there's a story, Bob Proctor always said it, I don't know who said it. There was someone in the wheelchair and someone approaching him and says, oh, how you handle your handicap? And the guy in the wheelchair said, what do you mean? Now you are sitting, that's what you mean. Oh, that is easy because I know about it, but how do you handle your handicaps?
Yes.
We're not aware of.
Jim often said that. He said, we're all in a wheelchair sometimes. Yeah. It's self-imposed. His life was very fast-paced. He was always, playing football. He was going to go professional. And then the first accident, now he's going to attend Yale Drama School and become an actor. And then he got into triathlons and broke world records. He was just going. And I remember before his second accident, having a conversation with him and saying, you have to breathe. You have to stop and breathe. Your body physically is always at the extreme. You're always looking for that next high or that next, big challenge. And I said, you really need to breathe sometimes and give yourself rest. Ironically enough, it wasn't long after he had the second accident where he literally was sitting down for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. And I think in those moments, we're forced to go in. If we don't go in.
Is it in the moment or this is always a kind of question. You ask him slow down and he didn't want to, and then he is forced to. Is he going for this extreme already in a kind of flight or escape, not feeling something, not really being with something? Right. Or is it saying, it's my purpose to live this?
I've gone deep in thought on these things so often because he lived so many lifetimes in one lifetime.
Yeah.
And so many challenges. And we used to joke about that because we do believe that we come down here, we choose our path, we have a goal in mind. And I remember one day saying to him, bro, what were you thinking? because his life was so hard. And I think after the first accident, being that big, strong athlete for all those years, all American in high school, and it was all about the physical. When he lost his leg, he had to prove that he could still be that man.
He was in, lost his leg in the first accident, and then he was recovering and running with one leg, and was sort of a superstar in running and world records even with one leg.
I almost think that was more of the ego phase. Like, I need to still prove I'm a man and I can do everything any other man can do. And I think once he was became a partial quadriplegic, he had to reinvent himself again and find his masculinity again in this new physical situation. And that kind of changed everything out. He could either lay in bed and just say, I'm done now. I'm not going to participate in this new environment. But he didn't have that in him. And I often think too, did he have some sort of knowledge at spirit level that he wasn't going to be here long? You know, and maybe that's why he ran so fast, literally and figuratively, you know?
And anyway, also, maybe it's not super nice to say that, but if someone had a life what was not so, was there outgoing like he had, or is he a superstar he was before, I think it made it more impressive what he lost and how he went through it.
Yes,
if he wouldn't have lost so much, maybe it wouldn't be that impressive. So it belongs somehow together to say, wow. And we are in this modern world so attached to things and not really understanding who we truly are.
Yeah, one of his favorite phrases was, I am not my body. And that's what he really had to learn over and over. And that's a beautiful thing in a society where looks hold a lot of importance, and, you know, your weight and everything else. And when something big, a big catalyst like that takes place in your life, none of that matters anymore. And that was beneficial for me as a sister to see that, you know, to realize that our gifts, our magic is not our vessel.
And I guess most people who are really focused on the body, they are more busy with what other people think about them.
I think I was well into my 40s when I started to love myself. I was always the people pleaser, always the, oh, they're in a bad mood, I must have done something. It was always that kind of philosophy. And what a hard way to go through life. And so many of us do it.
And what is your experience when I see people judging others? They can't live without judging themselves. If you judge others, you always need to judge yourself as well. You're not okay on everything. So it's not just the one thing on the outside. You make yourself small or ugly or whatever, or put yourself too much on a pedestal, at least not real. And I believe nature is not doing it. The rose is a rose and doesn't care. Okay, I grow maybe a little bit higher than the grass, but who cares?
And I think a lot of us would benefit more down here. We'd learn earlier what our passions are. I really truly believe the passions are not just for us. Sure, they make us happy. We get excited when we love something that much. It filters out. If you can touch someone in a positive manner, make their day a little better, remind them of their power. I honestly believe that's why we're here.
What means really succeeding? Everybody is succeeding somehow. So what would you see when you says one of his favorite sentences was, I'm not my body? What is it really, what worked there that he could inspire so many people? What is that really? Is it energy? Is this a kind of soul to soul talk, or what is it really?
I think it's that connection we make. You know, we can call it a human connection. All humans have a soul as well. And then some of those connections feel far greater. Just feel like you know them. You know, you meet that stranger and you just start to talk to them, and you just feel there's a spark that says, oh, this is someone familiar, which is why I believe in past lives. I don't think we would have those feelings, you know, that instant connection, if that wasn't the case. My biggest goal now is to lead more from spirit, right? I always say I lead with love, and I really want to lead from spirit, not my ego. I don't want to be worried if they like me. I don't want to be judging anything. I just I just want to have that connection with that person. So maybe the answer to your question is it's a little of both. It's your ego that makes you say, oh, I think I just want to go talk to that person or introduce myself or whatever. And then it's the spirits that actually connect.
Yeah, and you mentioned the word love. And this is also what I could really experience with Jim. He was not in the shape like he was on the photos as a football photo or the actor. I could have a problem with my self-esteem next to him when he were looking like a superstar. And here what we came together, and it was not about the body. It was not about professions. It was just about the connection, the energy. And so the frequency, and you mentioned the word love. Yes, we could connect on a totally different level. And that was really something what he just, with the word shoes living, yeah, is kind of how can someone sitting so handicapped and love life? How is that possible? Huh?
I'm an introvert that has learned how to be an extrovert because I have to survive in this world. So he really helped with my confidence levels with that. I would talk to CEOs of huge companies and I would talk to Jim first. He's like, sis, they're the same. They're putting on their pants one leg at a time every morning. They have family they care about. They said, he's like, they're the same people as you. That was a huge catalyst for me as a young woman.
Just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When did you start with energy work? Is it through this process, or did you start before already?
I was always into natural medicine. Mm-hmm. So I originally went to school to be a holistic health practitioner. And when I got into school, they were talking about Reiki. And ironically enough, today, after 25 plus years, it's my passion. It's my greatest passion. But I almost back then said, I don't want anything to do with this. As I progressed, I was blown away. The benefits of Reiki have increased. For those that don't know what Reiki is, it's a Japanese modality. It's been around, it's been in the States a little over 100 years, but in Japan, much, much longer. Connecting to that human being and a transfer of energy. Mm-hmm. So although you're fully clothed, laying on a massage table, it's a very intimate experience. So I ended up graduating from that school as a Reiki master teacher, holistic health practitioner. And it was kind of a slow build. For me, it wasn't widely accepted for a long time. People didn't understand it. I'm now seeing it really take off. I have that business, which is one side of Jennifer, and then I'm a business consultant. That it's ironic for me because I have a very logical mind. In that, I have several clients that I do multiple things for. One of them is a nonprofit that is a homeless shelter, food bank, clothing bank, resource center, literally fed 5,000 people in August. This is the first time in my consulting business where I feel spirit. This is something where everyone that's involved in it, whatever they do daily, is helping so many people.
I can understand totally that there is business without spirit. I've been there, done that, and suffered a lot. On the other hand, I see a lot of so-called spiritual people with no logic. Can't we say, if you do Reiki or what you're doing there, it is 100% logic, because the universe is logic. We just didn't understand things.
I think we get wrapped up in the vessel, and all of us carry a spirit, and that spirit is really where all of our gifts lie, or that our spirit is really how we connect with people. And we know how it feels to be in a room full of like-minded people with good intentions.
Yes.
It's a very different feeling than being in a group of people that are worried about how their hair looks. I think we spend a lot of time not being ourselves.
You can only do business without spirit if you disconnect it. Otherwise, you couldn't do it. But there's a lot of so-called spiritual, for me, are also disconnected. They're just going on the other end of the polarity and not embracing everything. If you want to come to go to heaven, classical church stuff, you need to give all the money away best to the church. Huh?
I think often, especially with religions and things like that, they're very fear-based. That's man-made to me, like fear, guilt, those things that make us not feel good inside anymore. Those are man-made things.
What is your core belief system? If you say one and one is two, okay, then we start there and then we can build it. But if you have the core belief, all people are evil, okay, you build a system and then you find a kind of logic in it.
Self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yeah.
You know, we do it to ourselves all the time. We limit
And we need to justify our core beliefs. And if we're not really understanding what is my core belief, that's why I'm also not a friend of just simply mindset. Change your thoughts and everything.
Oh, exactly.
If you're not changing the core belief, then you're still in the same game.
I keep saying this, I think, but it starts here.
Yeah.
If you aren't balanced and feeling good about yourself, we're all works in progress. I mean, when I'm done learning, I won't be here anymore. You know, I mean, we're here to learn, and nobody's above anybody else. We're all kind of in just different places on our path, right? We often look outside of ourselves to find ourselves. I mean, I had a period of my life I was doing that, even in the spiritual realm, asking other people. And I got to a point in my life, and I'm like, how about asking yourself?
So I learned very early, it's not what I think and think is true matters. No, I need a kind of survival strategy, and I need to look at the outside. Therefore, because I was trained kind of fear, what other people should think about you, so I try to find other people who think nice about me. But I stayed
there. I know, isn't it crazy?
I stayed then on the outside. Question your brain. Where is the brain tricking you? Where the body programs are tricking you? And for me, everything is like in a kind of disconnection. Deepak Chopra brought a book out this year, Quantum Body. And he says, on a quantum level, our body is perfect. And then in the physical body are the problems. So somehow in between, there happened something. That not the super nice energy, the soul energy or whatever you call it, can flow through. Like I said, I'm not allowed. My energy is not allowed to flow. I learned earlier, Reiki is a lot of reconnect again. Don't be disconnected. And if you connect it with your quantum body energy, then somehow everything will be organized as well. And how much is the work in the body to get energy blocks away?
So that's what's so beautiful about Reiki. It is mind, body, spirit work. Mm-hmm. So I always, when I'm explaining it to like the layman, the first time client that comes in that hasn't had Reiki, doesn't really understand the concept, I'm like, it's like acupuncture without the needles, and opening those blockages. And we all know that when we shove down emotions, when we aren't true to ourselves, when we don't feed ourselves with self-love, like we're giving to everybody else that love, and we need to put it inside, we create blockages. Mm-hmm. First, they're emotional. We shove them down solar plexus area or sacral area or whatever it ends up. Now our body's hurt. Now we have joint pain. We have inflammation. We have indigestion. We have all these different things because emotions are meant to be released. And that's why we have laughing and we have crying. Yeah. Those are gifts so that we can release writing, speaking, give it a place to live outside of us. I've had clients say to me, oh, you really healed me. Like I said, no, I didn't heal you. Mm-hmm. I said, you gave me permission to remind you of the magic you already had, the ability to love your body and take care of it, the ability to love yourself and know that you're not that child that was taught you weren't good enough. Or, you know, we carry that with us. I've met people in their 70s, 80s that still feel that way. So Reiki really helps transcend through all the junk. You leave like a weight's been taken off your shoulders. You feel like you can think for yourself again. There's about a 45-hour where Reiki and I am also certified in sound healing. So I use quartz crystal sound healing balls. So the actual thing that's going on is about an hour. But sometimes I'm with the client another hour and a half because now they're open. There's really an open gateway. You know, you're trusting each other and that's what's taking place. When we allow someone to make us feel bad or smaller, I really try to remind myself that those are projections. They're projections from that person. And they most of the time have nothing to do with me.
Is this just an intellectual learning? It's not about me. Or is it necessary that you have whatever sessions or experiences to feel your energy, that you have the feeling that you have a kind of point where you can really then also feel the difference and then you can go back to, or is it just the intellectual that I need to understand that they do it to everybody, it's not personal with me?
Oh, I think it's a lot about feeling. One of the hardest things for me as a Reiki master, when I started to see things in sessions, my logical brain would kick in and be like, all right, what is that? Am I just making that up? Am I really seeing it? And I had to work for years to shut that noise off. I love the logical mind. I love diving into deep conversations and I love having that ability. I now think that coming from spirit is much more important. I actually think it helped your logical mind understand things better, suspend judgment. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's a little of both. But the goal of Reiki is not logic.
Or at least not the logic we understand, the linear logic, the left brain logic.
Because
this kind of logic is a limitation. And then it should not be the master. Like if you want to build a house or whatever, maybe it makes sense to really calculate, is what are the pillars strong enough or whatever, is the roof working?
Sure.
But you shouldn't just let the logic design the house which you want to feel good in. Now, ego is also a limitation. And if you really open up, you can't live with limitation. It's not possible. When you use the word intuition or intuition and guidance, how much important in this way is the trust? You said, okay, I get an idea, logic idea, intuition. I get also kind of, I can't really say insights, it's more kind of information or guidance. It's like simply just go left and I have no clue why. Why should I go left? Intuition after a while, the more you trust, okay, I trust my body, I trust my senses, and then I go left and we'll see what happened there.
I think our bodies are far beyond what anyone understands. I think when things started to really go wrong is when we started to subdivide those parts of us. You know, we subdivide the brain from the heart. We subdivide the heart from the spirit.
Yeah.
We're an intricate being. We're all of that all the time. You know, even if you look at medicine, right, we have Western medicine that really breaks the body down into pieces.
Yeah.
Well, they can live without this, so let's take it out. Let me give you this drug, but it might cause these problems, so I'll give you more drugs to counteract those problems. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look at it as a whole system.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in Eastern medicine, they do. That's mm-hmm. why any doctor in China is also going to be an acupuncturist, because they understand about meridians and other things going on. So I think that's really essential. With my own health, I look at that. Even say you have a stomach ache, I don't just go, oh, well, what am I doing physically to cause that stomach ache? I think, what have I not released? What have I not processed? Like, it's all part of an intricate system.
In sports, we know that the team spirit is so important.
Yes.
Not
yes.
just the bodies on the field, the team spirit. So something what's yes. not in the body, it's in between, the connection with the people. Yeah.
Yes.
This decides
I think it's
everything. Yeah. Or if you go to feng shui, you can have just walls and the roof, and now you feel good. No, maybe that's not enough.
yes.
To really feel it's not for me, maybe different colors than for you, and so on. Just so much more than just on the 3D level.
Years ago, there was a movie that came out called I Am. The gentleman that wrote that, as you know, had everything materialistically.
Yes. Yeah.
Houses and cars.
Big
and,
things, yeah.
And he could buy whatever he wanted. And he was miserable. Body broke down because of that. You know, he was so broken inside. The joy was not there. The purpose wasn't there. We are more than just our minds or our bodies or the job we're doing or how much money we're bringing in, because a lot of people have all that and they still have grief in their life and they're
yes.
and they have relationships that are lost and insecurities, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That break us down and stop our connections with people that we're supposed to be connecting with.
Yeah, that is the interesting part when you said there is business without spirit. And I experience it for myself and with a lot of others, because a lot of wealth or money made without spirit, without purpose, is just compensation. And if it's compensation, then you're in the illusion that you're the boss of the game.
And what happens when you leave this earth?
Yeah.
All that stuff has no meaning anymore. I mean, maybe, you know, to the people you've left it to when you leave. If someone passes away, I don't think going to their funeral and saying, wow, they had a lot of money, I don't think that's important. I think you want to have the people that stand up and say, boy, they really helped me at a time I was so in need, or whatever, touching people in positive ways.
People who live long, so it's not the garlic, it's not the olive oil, it's the connections. It is really the connections of the people around you that make life worth living. Everything is about this. And it's also, I mentioned, we just use winning for life. I mean, a lot of people don't see maybe only the winning, but it's for life. It's not just winning in life. Yeah, because
right.
winning...
Very different, yeah.
Winning in life is always a win-lose game.
Yes.
But to really create a win-win for everybody, it is not just some people have more, some people has less. What can we take away or what can we take with us is what we learned.
Right.
Yeah.
We're here to live.
Yeah.
And most of us spend 50, 60 years working all the time saying, someday I'm going to retire and have a life and travel. And I've lost so many people dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that death occurs and you're wading through the grief and the pain and everything else, what always hits me is you don't know when it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't know.
Yeah.
It could be tomorrow. It could be 60 years from now. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
And why waste the moments? I always say time isn't real, but the moments are everything.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Every time I lose someone close to me, it's like a smack in the head. You know, it's like, what are you doing? Are you living your purpose? Are you being authentic? Are you connected to yourself? Because it's really hard to connect to other people if we're not connected to ourselves.
Yes, it's not possible.
Very hard.
Yeah. If you don't love yourself, you can't love other people. Just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Are you working only in a room, is always offline, or can you do Reiki with Zoom?
I know there are people that do Reiki digitally. I can't imagine that. Actually, you're seeing behind me part of my Reiki room with the pictures and my sound bowls, and it's a touching modality, so it's hard for me to embrace personally anything but touch during Reiki. So you just, I allow my hands to, or it's not my hands, my hands go to where my intuition tells me to go. Those spots are usually intensely heated, hot, and the client feels it, and I feel it.
Is it a kind of inflammation there, or is this just a kind of energy temperature, or is this really in the body hot?
It's definitely occurring. It's definitely a transfer of this energy. And it's like they've trusted me enough to let me work with them. And then I'm just guided. It just happens. I'm just guided to those areas. And it's quite beautiful. I mean, I've gone to other practitioners before, and they went right to a painful spot, and I'm like, oh, this is like, it's a good bad thing, right? But I think that's really what it is. I mean, I just kind of allow myself to go where it needs to go. I do a lot of work with the upper chakras, because this is, throat chakras cause us a lot of problems in this world, right? A lot of people don't speak their truth. Especially women, you know. I love to work with women and empower them to not be afraid to speak their truth. It doesn't matter if everyone agrees with it, as long as it's presented in a respectful manner. You're allowed to do it. I did a short little video clip for my Facebook page the other day, and it was talking about Reiki and the experience. The coolest thing about Reiki to me is, you know, the goal is to have them leave feeling better than when they arrived, right? With newfound understanding of them and their powers and what they can do for themselves. But I feel great too. I always enjoy my jobs and helping people, no matter what I'm doing. But Reiki, I feel empowered every time they leave empowered. That beautiful exchange of energies, you know, where everybody's winning. It's a win-win.
Win-win is only possible if all want to win.
Yes.
Yeah. If you come in as a loser and no, I'm not worth anything, it's very tough to create win-win. Encouraging people to really live their true self.
Political all system is very much run by ego. You know, you might get the occasional human in there that's leading with love and trying to do things correct, but it's a very egotistical world. And what I have found, that's the most disheartening to me, when you create division of the people, have them going off against each other. Nobody's winning. I don't care who gets voted in. Nobody's winning when we're not working together for a better community for everybody. With politics, we get we have our own agendas. And this is what I taught my children growing up. I said, you live in a society. It's okay to have concerns for yourself. It's okay to be passionate about certain instances or certain policies. I said, but in the end, you have to think about people that are not in the same situation you are. Because we live collectively, we live in a society. We have benefits from living in a society. We need to give back.
Give back. I just used it this week as well. But maybe that's not totally good to say. Because I'm not, let's say, I didn't steal something and I need to give back. It's really more the understanding on the other level that we are all one. We always lose if we ignore the whole concept. Like I said, classical Western medicine is just taking things apart. And that's what we did. I did it not only in my companies in the last century when I still had that, but also with my body. I ignored a lot of my body cells because, do I need to care about my feet or whatever? Brain is important. Right. Brain is important, yeah. And ignored it. And one day I realized, maybe I didn't do all the best decisions. And companies who say, only the board of directors is important or the CEO important and all the employees are not important. One day you realize, with no employees or nobody is buying your products, it needs to be a healthy system. How do we get the balance in everything in you?
I think it's a lot simpler than we make it. And that's why I always just say, every day I wake up and I lead with love. Mm-hmm. And I'm human. So by default, I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that there's perfection there. But my intentions are never to hurt. I don't have to prove that I'm right. I don't have to change someone's mind and make them believe what I'm believing, and what a sense of freedom that is.
And this way, I love what Elon Musk is always saying, especially in his rocket company, when he has discussions with his engineers, is this your opinion or is this just physical laws, the law of physics? And that is
like
just so,
a perception or,
yes, how we learn to understand ourselves. So when we come back that thousands of years, know that yourself really what, who you truly are, and then everything is easy. Jennifer, now I understood, if people want to benefit from your gift or your capabilities, your experience, your wisdom, they need to come to you.
I do intuitive guide sessions, which those I do over the telephone. I have people in other states that I work with. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like counseling for the spirit.
Okay.
So those things I can do. And there's a lot of energy transferring happening there too, but it's not an actual Reiki session.
Okay.
I am that practitioner. I need you here.
Yes, okay. So I need to organize it one day to be there. but for in between, what is the best way for people to reach you?
I have a Facebook page and I also I have a website as well. And you can go in and schedule there and see my services and what I offer. But yeah, I think it's a beautiful experience. And if you're not local, then find a local Reiki practitioner that you vibe with. The vibing is very important. If you don't feel, you don't feel good, it's like anything else, you leave. Because Reiki should only ever be a positive experience. Someone's trying to tell you that you've got all these issues and you're not with the right person.
Okay.
It's love and light, and it's a reminder of our own power to feel good every day.
To feel really empowered, and the energy is really freely flowing through you, and that you're centered and know who you are and what you want to accomplish for the purpose of your life in this incarnation.
I think it helps each day be just a little bit easier.
Yes, at least a lot of people use already the slogan simplify your life. And I experienced this as well, falling in a depression in a penthouse in a marina in Gibraltar where I lived, because now I had everything what the little boy once dreamt and hope, then I'm happy if I have that. No, I had that stuff and was not happy. So I'm not against a penthouse, I'm not against marina, whatever. But this will not make you happy. It is a different thing. It makes life comfortable, and maybe you can enjoy things. Yeah, but
I think
there's other things
too,
important.
The more money you have, the more things you have, the more you fear losing it.
Yeah, and the more stress you have, you need to take care of.
And that takes a lot of joy out of the accomplishments.
Yes. And there is, you can Google the fear of the super rich, because if you define yourself with that, You permanently in stress. What if I lose money? What if the stocks go down?
Yes.
Always, always stress, because it's like, so if the driver is identified with the car, every scratch on the car is so much pain. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. But the driver is maybe still super happy and healthy. Thank you very much for your insight for this talk, Jennifer. We will post all the possibilities to reach you. It was really a wonderful splash, just talking on an energy level. And I hope a lot of people are inspired and understanding it's so much more for the life itself and not for the material stuff outside. Even if I wish that everybody has an easy, comfortable life, but inside is most important. There we are really at home.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.